Last year, labor and community activists formed the Working Alliance for a Just Economy, aka WAGE, and gathered enough signatures to place Measure G on the November ballot. If passed, Measure G would force all businesses and nonprofits in the city of Santa Cruz to pay at least $9.25 an hour starting January 1st with annual built-in cost of living increases.
Workers tell us this is a great idea.
Nora Hockman is the WAGE campaign's volunteer coordinator who quit a job to dedicate herself to passing the wage increase.
Santa Cruz is a very unique place in terms of the cost of living, and questions of affordability are very challenging here. For example, in this very small town, one-bedroom apartments cost about $1,200 a month. You know, it seemed logical to us that $9.25 an hour could simply give workers a better shot at survival.
But a coterie of local business owners have predicted disastrous impacts on the Santa Cruz economy if Measure G passes.
I think I'd rather have the cash in my pocket and I'll deal with the consequences.
Larry Pearson chairs the board of Goodwill Industries in Santa Cruz, which reported revenues of $12.7 million last year from donated items. Goodwill employs 76 workers in Santa Cruz who make below $9.25 an hour. Pearson also owns Pacific Cookie Company, a $2.5 million annual business that employs 25 workers at its production shop. Goodwill and Pacific Cookie Company have both threatened to relocate most of their business to unincorporated areas of Santa Cruz if pay rates go up.
We'll have to raise prices, we'll reduce shift hours, try not to reduce shifts. We're not going to affect benefits, but we will do some things in order to accommodate ourselves. And we'll move outside the city. All of our production facility will have to move outside the city.
With the automatic cost of living adjustment built into Measure G, Pearson forebodes a dire outcome for local business owners.
It's the math of compounding. It's called exponential growth. Let's take this out 30, 40, 50 years, and you literally have a minimum wage of $70 and $80. It's simply financial irresponsibility.
But a city-commissioned study to examine the impacts of a base pay hike sees a less dramatic outcome. The 40-page report by Bay Area Economics concludes city revenue would see no dramatic change and suggests the extra income will boost worker morale. Economist Simon Alejandrino led the study.
Santa Cruz businesses would be able to adjust to the new minimum wage for the most part. There are some cases where businesses might actually be forced to relocate or to close shop, but we think that those are sort of a last option for those businesses.
At $9.50 an hour, Santa Fe, New Mexico has the highest pay in the U.S. In San Francisco, the minimum wage is $8.82 per hour. Alejandrino looked at studies done from both cities.
The reports found that there was slightly negative or neutral impacts following a minimum wage hike.
Historically, with minimum wage measures, businesses are always threatened.
With monthly rent, bills, and other expenses exceeding $1,500, Arsene Vartanian is a typical Santa Cruz resident. The 26-year-old grad student often works three jobs to make ends meet. In between a hectic class schedule, Vartanian currently works at a car rental outlet and as a food server. She sat down with FSRN on her lunch break.
If we look back to 1965, if the minimum wage was indexed to that year, it would be about $10 right now. So the minimum wage has decreased since the last 40 years.
Economist Alejandrino says some families currently getting health benefits might lose them due to the higher wage. But for the most part, he says low-income workers will end up better off.
You certainly pay them a higher wage and they have more money after taxes to pay for housing and to pay for, you know, all the other things you need to survive in the area.
Governor Schwarzenegger signed a law mid-September to give California's low-wage workers a raise from $6.75 an hour to $7.50 beginning January 1st. That figure jumps to $8 an hour 1 year later and will be the highest state minimum wage in the U.S. Despite the pay bump, government figures show wages still not keeping pace with inflation. The proposed Santa Cruz wage hike represents a 15% increase over California's new minimum wage. Again, wage coordinator Nora Hockman.
It's not going to make anybody rich. And in fact, for a family of four working all year round, earning $19,240 a year at $9.25 an hour, that family of four will still qualify for public assistance because they'll still be under the federal poverty guidelines.
Wage campaigners say $9.25 an hour is still not enough, but the raise would make a huge difference to the roughly 4,000 Santa Cruz workers who need it most. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Vinny Lombardo reporting in Santa Cruz.